Good morning, everyone. I'm looking at Proverbs 16:4 this morning, and it stood out to me because I've been talking about the problem of evil in my class and about God's purpose in creating the world and in permitting evil and in ruling over the world. And then this morning, I read this verse, Proverbs 16:4. The Lord has made everything for its purpose, even the wicked for the day of trouble. And it stood out to me as another one of the many clear verses that says God works all things for his purpose. And even in permitting sin, he's revealing his glory. And this is in contrast to many of the other solutions to the problem of evil, which are about human free will. They put the stress on human free will, or that God is just testing us to see who would accept him. And in affirming that God is sovereign and God is absolute creator, we are affirming that all things come about for his purpose, and we should know that purpose. And as we go through struggles or trials in life, that helps us in knowing why are these things happening. We can know about the love of God. And Psalm 119, verse 76, also from my daily reading, it says, "Let your steadfast love comfort me according to your promise to your servant." And those two together, those two verses together, just made me think about how even in times of trial, the psalmist or a Solomon in Proverbs is comforted because we know God is loving us, and that's what brings us comfort. That God in our lives, in the life of the church, and in world history is working for his purpose, and that purpose will never fail. And we can take comfort that he loves us as his children, he takes care of us, and all things that happen are for our good, or for the good of those who love him. So Proverbs 16:4 and then Psalm 119:76.